Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into something absolutely thrilling, the Amarnath Yatra, and how helicopter services are transforming this ancient pilgrimage for 2025. You know, many people might picture the traditional trek through the rugged terrain of the Himalayas when they think of this journey, but let me tell you, the helicopter option is like a breath of fresh air for those seeking convenience. Imagine soaring high above those sacred mountains, catching breathtaking views of the ice Shivalinga. It's not just a trip, it's a spiritual experience.
Wow, that's a great point. It's pretty spectacular how technology can, change the way people experience such a profound journey, right? But what actually makes this helicopter option so, enticing?
Great question. One, it significantly cuts down your travel time, right? Instead of spending hours on foot, you can be up in the sky for a 10 to 15 minute ride. And there's this incredible stress-free element. No need to worry about the physical strain of a grueling trek. Think of it like taking the express train instead of the scenic route. You still get the beautiful sights, but you arrive much faster.
So, you're saying you get, more time to connect spiritually? So, what are the exact routes people can take for this?
Ah, yes. There are two main routes. You can fly from Baltal to Panchtarni. It's about a 10-minute ride. Or you can take the Pahalgam to Panchtarni route, which lasts around 15 minutes. Both offer unique aspects of the journey. It's like choosing between two different flavors of ice cream, both delicious, but, unique in their own ways.
Okay, that makes sense. And can you give me, an idea of how much this, adventure is gonna set me back?
Absolutely. For the Baltal to Panchtarni round trip, you're looking at approximately 4,000 rupees per person, while the Pahalgam to Panchtarni is around 6,500 rupees. But keep in mind, prices can fluctuate based on demand and the season. It's like booking a hotel. You want to grab the best deals early, right?
Oh wow, so definitely early booking is crucial then. But what if someone, needs to cancel last minute? Is there a refund policy?
Ah yes. Most services offer a refund for cancellations, especially due to weather issues. However, it's always best to check the specific terms before booking. You know, nobody wants a surprise that feels bad, right? Anytime we make plans for something as special as the Amarnath Yatra, we want it to go smoothly.
Got it. So, aside from booking, what kind of documents do people need?
Great question! It's essential to have a valid ID, a Yatra permit, and a medical fitness certificate. Think of it like preparing for a road trip. You need to check your vehicle and bring your essentials along for a smooth ride.
Oh, that's so interesting. And what if someone has, a lot of luggage? Is that a problem?
That's another important point. There's typically a weight limit of about 5 to 7 kilograms per passenger for luggage on these helicopters, so it's definitely wise to pack light. Think of it as traveling with just the essentials. It's kinda like taking only your favorite books on a journey. You want to keep it meaningful, right?
Wow. This whole pilgrimage sounds like a mix of adventure and spirituality. I mean, taking a helicopter to a sacred site, it's like something out of a, movie or a dream. People must feel so connected even when flying, right?
Exactly. That's the beauty of this modern approach to an age-old journey. It's truly a blend of tradition and innovation, where, despite being in a helicopter, one still feels a connection to their spiritual path. So, if you're thinking about going on the Amarnath Yatra, definitely consider the helicopter option. It will enhance your experience while making it more inclusive and accessible. And, well, there's something magical about seeing those stunning Himalayan views from the sky.
Fantastic. This is going to be an epic experience for people. Thanks for breaking it down so well.